Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Well, good evening then.
Good night.
Laura?
Hi.
And Laura Stiles.
Good afternoon, snack. What's happening?
How are you?
Oh, afternoon snack?
I was having a little watermelon and melon.
Ooh, nice.
Welcome back. Welcome to 2016.
Happy New Year's, guys.
New Year.
I know, New Year. That was so Spanish for me.
Happy New Year's. What's happening, Saif?
Oh, man. Lots.
Really? Tell us. What's happening?
I don't know. The baby's getting big. I'm going on tour tomorrow with Michael Che.
That's so cool.
What does that mean?
Michael Che is a comedian on Saturday Night Live.
Yes, I've heard of that show.
We're going on. We're going to New Orleans and Texas.
Oh my God, I love New Orleans.
And then
you're opening up for him.
Yeah. Well, yes, for right now. But we're trying to. He's trying to configure this way to do comedy with music related, connected to it. So I'm going on a road with him to hear his act and see where we can implement music and like it's like a soft launch.
Soft launch.
Oh,
it's not even a soft launch because it's just me listening to his. I've never heard his full hour. Everything I hear from him at the cell is like 15 minutes.
So this is your first time really getting to see what he's all about.
And then I've got to figure out how we can connect music to his special.
I like that.
And then when I come back from that, I'm off on the Impractical Jokers cruise, which is going to be a hilarious fuck fest.
You mean literally fuck fest?
Probably.
Wait, you're going on a cruise? Oh, cruise.
You know Impractical Jokers, that TV show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have a cruise that they're doing.
And?
How many days?
It's four days. We go to Cozumel, Mexico. It's from Miami to Mexico. The lineup is sick. The activities are... Yo, it's gonna be amazing.
Who's on it? And how did you get on it?
Me and Sal. Sal from Impractical Jokers are kind of cool. He does my improv show sometimes. I did a couple shows with them. So there's like Big J Oakerson, Mark Norman, Chris Gethard.
Chris Gethard?
Yeah, there's a bunch of comedians. There's like pool parties. Trivia.
Honestly,
shows.
This is gonna be a weird fest. Cause is this the same Chris Gethard that you took me to that weird show one time?
Yep.
Where they were like dancing with tutus, eating hot dogs. It was weird.
Yes.
No, Gethard's weird. Has he been on one app?
I don't know.
You should have.
No,
him.
He was on the show.
Oh, is that? But it wasn't a one app.
No.
Oh,
we should get him.
What did you say?
We should get him.
We should.
Saif picked me up one day and he put on a blazer and he had some cupcakes and some like shorts and Jordans. And he took me to this secret spot. Next thing you know, there was like a full-fledged show going on. And it was like weird Pee Wee's Place House. You put on a blazer.
Why?
Because it was some girl's birthday that you were trying to impress.
At the Gethard show?
Yes. And you took these cupcakes in there. I was so
lost.
I kind
of remember what you're saying.
You're so weird.
It's like BB's Playhouse. Like
was it Shannon O'Neill?
I don't remember.
Could your life be any more mixed up in weirdness between?
This is why I love him so much.
It could be.
No, it couldn't be. Yeah. No, it couldn't be. From doing like random hood clubs in Jersey,
right,
and then going to do literally like things that are so white that when I'm there, I legit feel uncomfortable.
I did a show. I did it. We're gonna get to some hip hop. Hold on, guys. I did a show with the Impractical Jokers in Camden, right? It's basically Philly, but Camden is like where the theater is. 6,000 Impractical Jokers fans, which are like, I mean, the age range. There was kids there. Like 9-year-olds, and then there's like 60, 70-year-olds, but the main range is at like 30 to 50, almost all white. But like, fuck, I'm like, fuck, man. Like, this is how life is. Like, when you have a hit show, like, you just sell out the same place Kanye did Glow in the Dark. You know what I'm saying?
But that's new. I mean, it's not always like that. And it's not, I mean, it's taking them time, right?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's like,
If you're smart and your show's popping, you can go do shows.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and they got they sold out Radio City for 4 nights.
Jesus, really? Yeah.
I'm doing those shows too.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess it's pretty mixed up what I do.
I mean, how do you still... I just think you're a psychopath. I still think you're a psychopath.
Why?
Well, it's not to say that I think you should full... Like, I don't remotely think you should full-on abandon music stuff, but sometimes you
music's
do stuff...
Music's popping now.
I know, but sometimes I see you do that. I'm like, why do you even want to do that? Like,
no, but I'm DJing the Impractical Joker stuff.
Oh, so it's important that you do the music, because that's
well, what I keeps... do both, but I'm just saying, like, I like, what's wrong with music?
No, nothing wrong with music, but like repug clubs.
I don't do a lot of repug things anymore. I've slowed down.
I had a little repugnation with him, because I was like, you have to stop doing these repug clubs.
Why'd you say that to him? Because
he's mage, and you have to stop. And he's kind of the person that doesn't know how to say no. Okay, but look,
New Year's, right? New Year's Eve. Drewski gets us a gig.
Here we go.
It was repug, but Rihanna came through. And I haven't seen Rihanna in years, and I got to speak to her.
How repug was it if Rihanna came through?
I mean...
It was in Manhattan, obviously.
It's ghetto fabulous repug. It's not like hood pug.
But was it in Manhattan?
Yeah.
Where was it?
A spot called Sono. It's like on McDougal.
And why was she there?
She goes to those type of clubs.
She likes random.
She stand on couch, bottle popping clubs.
And it was that kind of scene.
Yeah.
But did she hit you and ask you, yo, where you at tonight?
No. Who's the comedian now?
So she just randomly walked in there.
Yeah. Now, she goes to those type of parties. She goes to One Oak and fucking up and down. And
it's like the shit in L.A. It's like those spots in L.A.
Yeah.
I haven't really done that in New York. I've really done regular kind of
because you live here. So yeah, no I don't
have
reason
yes,
to.
You have. You've done stupid. I've done like One Oak. I've been like to One Oak. Birthday.
I went to One Oak for Ebro's birthday, and I was like, "Who does this? What is this? Yeah. Why? Why
you,
is
you
One
had
Oak
a weird popping, like yo. 2 years ago? You had like some weird night at some club.
Uptown.
The night that you got into a fight with your boy Ratner.
What kind of fight?
That was a bougie club.
Oh yeah, that was the night after my birthday party. See? It wasn't a fight. Mm-hmm. Nor was it for public consumption. But thank you, Laura.
What was it? What club was it?
It was what's that spot? You've done stuff there. It's Meatpacking Adjacent, and it's like, what's it called? It has like a shitty just regular club Riffin? Name. No, but it's in the same it's just like, what's that place called?
I don't remember.
It's just like it's like Millennium or like I forget. It's like a very they didn't give a fuck about me. Like it was nice because we know the person who got me the gig, you know also, and it was just like, yo, I know you want to have an after party for your birthday.
Right.
Here's some money. Come by. And that's nice. I wish people did that more often. I ran into your guys, some of the guys you know from like Abyss and Deco.
Yeah.
In Boston the other day.
Uh-huh.
And I ran into them. They were like, yo, what's up, blah, blah, blah. You know, we're friends with Saif, blah, blah. And I was like, hey, guys. And I'm so bad at even covering up to this. I'm like, you know, if you're big fans, you can book me. I'll accept money. Invite me to a fucking club. I will take cash and sit in VIP also.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, DJ Schmee-J. Just really come through. I'll promote it. Anyways, so Saif, I was thinking a couple things. Number one, it's a new year. And we have a lot of exciting things to happen this year. And we're going to have a very consistent year, which, by the way, you know, we deserve more credit. We had a very consistent 2015.
I
want credit.
You always beg for credit for being consistent.
I really...
Oh, you have a weekly podcast?
Yep.
Good for you, putting it out every week.
I know.
You're killing it.
I know. I take care of my kids. Anyway, so I wanted to start off 2016 by shouting out and thanking our friends at Squarespace, all right? This is the year. Today is the day to start building your website at squarespace.com. So head over there right now. A bunch of people have hit me on Twitter recently and told me they've done it.
What?
They hit me and they'll be like, yo, they use the offer code WANEP. So if you go over there and use the code WANEP at checkout, they'll give you 10% off. So shout out to our friends at Squarespace who have been so awesome about making the WANEP Steam podcast happen. We appreciate you. Do it right now and support. Squarespace, build it beautiful. So I was thinking, Saif,
You're not going to go to the gym. You're not going to finish the diet. Come on, what's today? The 5th, 6th, whatever it is?
Yeah.
I had Oreos for breakfast. Stop it. Stop it. But something you do love doing is being on the internet. And this is where you can make your site so easy. Sit on your fat ass.
Yep. Eat those Oreos.
Eat the Oreos.
Yeah, eat them.
Who's going to go to the gym when it's 20 degrees? It's 20 degrees in New York right now. Nobody's going outside.
No.
But you want to sit, you want to watch Maury, and you want to build a website?
Squarespace. Now, I was thinking there's a few things we should cover today. Number one, I wonder what we can even say about the behind the scenes change at Hot 97. Probably not very much.
Yesterday, I got a very.
So, can you keep this aloof? You can keep this like.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I got an early text message.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, did you hear? And I was like, no, what? Blank, blank. And I was like, why do you feel the need to tell me that? They're like, I thought you'd want to know.
Who did it come? Can you tell us who told you that?
A big concert promoter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They were like, they just wanted to give you the scoop because they know that you're not here, but you'd be interested.
Yeah. Well, because me and this concert promoter are about to do some things.
Oh, okay.
So we've been talking extensively about leaving Hot 97, and he advertises here. And
could it work to be? Yeah, could you advertise here?
Yeah.
Could
the, you know. Still work. I was like, yeah, I'm all good with everybody, you know. Certain people, you know.
More than others.
But then I was let back in, and everybody's cool. So he's like, all right, good, great, because I want to be able to advertise it, and I want you to bring your Hot 97 friends. I'm like, yeah, it's all good. And then he hit me the first page I got. And, like, I considered yesterday.
Page? You got a page?
Yeah, I got a page.
When did you got a beeper? You got a two-way pager.
The first text I got.
Oh, that's interesting.
But yeah, it was I considered yesterday first day back to work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was the 4th. It was the Monday.
Yeah.
Here we go. And that's the first message.
Well, I found out about it Sunday night.
Yeah.
This change at the radio station.
How'd you hear about it?
Hip Hop Mike forwarded me an email because he gets his company email and I don't get my company email.
Right.
So he was like,
the news went out Sunday.
Yes. He was like, you might be interested in this.
Oh, same thing.
And then I called Ebro and I go, what do you think about this? And he goes, about what? And I went, oh, really?
Hello.
I get to drop a bomb on you real quick. Anyways, it's interesting news. We'll explain it more as time goes on. Now, I was thinking a few things today. I think we should talk about a little bit, Syfe, some of the movies this year. Have you seen any of the movies?
Mm-hmm.
You've seen some of the Golden Globe nominees and all the
some,
Golden
yeah.
Globes this week?
Yeah.
And I was thinking we should play, people like it, like we do episodes and we forget that people don't know everything we're talking about.
Yes, I've been getting that a lot lately.
So I thought it might be fun to play some random Syfe Rosenberg 90s hip hop that we like and see if it gets flagged on iTunes or if it can actually live. I think we'll be all right with a lot of it.
I mean, I wouldn't have brought up the flagging on iTunes thing.
Good point. Hey, Laura, you had a record you wanted to hear.
Yeah, I mean, I can give you random ones.
Pick the one you said that you wanted to hear.
Oh, I used to sell mixtapes, but now I'm an MC. I got the rhymes and beats. I used to rock them tapes. Who sings that?
The Nonce.
Boom! I used to love that.
I wonder if people know it. I'm playing it right now.
Oh, shit, I don't have headphones.
Let me plug up. Have sex with Laura Stiles.
What?
Huh?
You said that on the microphone. This is weird. All right. Yes. If you've never heard it, this is called Mixtapes. It's Laura Stiles, a.k.a. Carhartt. This is a Carhartt Girl classic.
Yeah, this is pretty Carhartt, right?
Oh, my God. Is it ever? It's like One Ep. We call it One Ep Radio.
Honestly, I used to smoke beaties when this came out. Why was I smoking beaties?
On the bus, roll into the crib. I would get dibs on the seat with my man OJ at Rock Beach from Lamert Park, the 81st. When I got home, this was first. I plugged the headphones in, then catch the break 14 with the system. I was like great on the turntables. I turned labels back and forth and put stop on the tape. Then down the street to 81st place, the kid with the fat face with the fat case for sale. $10 if you was known. I put the turntable down for the microphone. I used to sell mixtapes, but now I'm an MC. I got the rhymes.
I remember thinking at the time, like even back then, I thought it was funny that this was a song about rap.
Yeah, I hate songs about rap.
You really hate like court, like yeah, lines about rapping.
What where are they from? Were they
the Bay or LA? LA?
I can't remember. West Coast.
I think it's LA. They said they were talking about Lamert Park.
Turn my mic up, yo.
Your mic's loud.
You sure? I don't hear myself right.
Then turn your headphones up.
Your headphones up. I think you got your mic louder than mine.
How much louder could you be? Do you see that? Do you see the levels?
Sorry,
Laura. You said you had another one.
I feel like that's an ASR beat.
Why do you feel that one?
I don't know. Just the sound of it. It sounds like a beat made with an ASR 10.
Now someone's gonna write us and go, I have a question for you guys. When you say ASR, is that a machine?
Yes.
Wow, what does that do? Laura, what was the other one you wanted?
I wanna do Endo Smoke. Remember that?
Of course I do, but do I have it in here though?
Do you have it? Smoking on a bud, feeling kinda high, sipping on the gin,
Mr. Grimm,
feeling kinda fly.
I don't know if I have it.
This picture of me and Laura is repug.
You think it's repug? I thought we looked cute, no?
You look cute. I look like a douchatron.
A douchatron.
You do? Let's see if I have Indos.
Snapchat.
Okay.
Snapchat that pussy.
Guys, follow me on Snapchat, LauraStyles01, because some dirty hoe stole my Laura Styles.
Whoa. Calm down.
Yeah, some girl on Tumblr, too, stole my name, little Asian girl.
Why do you have to be racial about it?
But she is. She's a little Asian girl.
When you mention that right away, it seems weird.
Because the picture pops up when I type in Laura Styles with a Z, then this little Asian girl pops up. That's not me.
That name is not that rare.
Yeah, it's your name with a word at the end.
So what? If you Google me, not that many Laura Styles pop up. All
right, well, listen, here's Laura's second pick. If you never heard of Indo Smoke by Mr. Grimm.
Go run into a wall. Sipping on a gin, feeling kind of fine. A warranty
production sits in the tape deck. As Mr. Grimm raps, overlaps, don't say. I like listening to Syfe. If you watch Syfe listen to these songs, he's always thinking. Like, you're always, what are you thinking about the song? Unable to
breathe. Saying, like, was he down with Warren G? He like Warren G's clique?
Yeah.
You from the LBC?
Yes.
Mr. Grimm, Warren G's in the song.
Yeah.
And he produced it. And it's from Poetic Justice, so the video's got lots of Tupac and.
That's when I wanted to lick Tupac's face.
Warren looks so young in this video.
You're watching the vids?
Yeah. In that Indo. Hyatt, are you Hyatt? What is that?
You think he would have been casted in Hamilton?
Yo, Nate Dogg would have been made in Hamilton. Oh, that's an interesting choice. Syfe, were you a fan of this? This just got recommended for me. I don't know if this is. You a fan of this?
We shot this funky fresh video, man. Check it out.
Never seen this video, I don't think. Or not in years.
I don't know it by the crowd noise.
No, me neither. I've never seen this part. Or not in years and years and years.
Oh, fire.
Oh, this was the shit. I didn't have headphones, so I couldn't hear.
Yo, you sounded so Carhartt girl right now. Yo, right, this is the shit right here. I didn't have headphones. This is that Flint, Michigan.
Yup. MC Breed, DFC. It's really interesting seeing which things they recommend.
Who?
YouTube.
Oh.
Yeah, I was gonna go there next. But it's actually pretty good recommendations. They go pretty good.
This is like considered West Coast, even though it's not West Coast.
Right. Well, it felt West Coast, even though it was Michigan. You listen to the sounds of Bree. All right, Laura agrees this is the next one.
West Coast?
Yes.
Because we have a theme going.
Yeah, well, this is where Laura, I was going to click it also.
This is definitely an end of a year podcast, not the start of a new year. Oh, yeah, this
one
is
One Up Forever.
Here we go. Yes.
Laura, does this take you back?
Absolutely.
Definitely go back and listen to the Quick Juan Epstein. DJ Quick Juan Epstein.
That's right. This is, by the way, Tonight by DJ Quick. Laura, does it take you back to like any cousins you have who are like committing crimes and stuff?
Yeah, I remember my dad used to have a... there used to be a bunch of bug clubs in LA back in the days. Like the VW bugs, the Volkswagen bugs.
Oh, like motorcycle clubs, but for bugs.
Okay. Yeah, my dad used to have like a split window 58 with like those small like lights. And he was so lit, and all the gangsters used to come over to the crib so my dad could fix all their cars.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a Dangerous Minds type of movie.
A bug club?
Yeah. They used to have all kind of different, like lowrider. Hey, low
Mira,
clicks.
You don't have to go out banging.
But they used to have bug clubs.
We can how to fix bugs.
You can stay off the street and hang out with the bugs.
And then the anti-VW bug gang was called the Exterminators.
We squash all the bugs.
They were like little go-karts. And you were popping if you had like an oval window. Because those were like 58s. Why do I know this, God?
Hey, yo, bring the bug van around. Bring the VW van. We got beef. Yo, give me some Funk Dubious, yo.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
some
very...
Funk Dubious.
Maybe some alcoholics.
And alcoholics. I finally fixed my records in the basement.
What do you mean? What, in your house?
From A to F got fucked up when I had to build this wall. Mm-hmm. And I was going to go over and take them down in order. And the guy who built the wall just took them down without me being there. And for 2 years now, from A to F, has been fucked up.
Oh, in what way, though?
Like, in all spread out in different boxes, not in order. And so I had to go back and put it all in order.
So, but were they in order, out of order?
No. They I mean, a little bit. There was some chunks. There was like a Foxy Brown chunk and a Biggie chunk. But like,
oh,
it was
annoying.
A mess. I had to go through every single record and put them back.
So I went to, we're moving soon.
Yeah.
So I went to, we don't have as much closet space in the new house. It's a new apartment. So I'm getting a bigger storage. They said for $10 a month, I can double the storage size. So I had to transfer from one to the storage thing next door.
Right.
And
oh, God.
I had so many more records in there than I thought I had.
Yeah.
Because I think of it that my record collection's at my mom's house. But really, I realize I have more disorganized in storage than I have organized in my mom's house. It's
at your mom's house is organized?
Yes.
Okay, the reason why your records that you have are disorganized is because those were the records that were around you when everything went digital.
Yep.
So your mind starts going, let me organize these CDs and then these MP3s.
I never even bothered with CDs, though. That's the fucked up part. But yeah, it just went straight
right to
like
MP3s.
Yeah, and I just didn't care. And those aren't organized either, by the way. So nothing's organized except two things. Records in my mom's house and my little like 1,045s that I have in my house now.
Right, because you use those.
Because I've been on those. And even those, there's now like probably 200-300 that are out of order. But
Segway,
okay.
I got the big vinyl giveaway happening soon.
Oh.
So all these records that I took out of my collection, like that I had doubles and quadruples, I'm going to pick a place one day. I'm going to go there. It's a little cold now. Maybe when it warms up a little.
Okay.
A little spring. And I'm going to give away vinyl.
Why don't we make that an event?
We should.
A one-up event.
Yes. Yes.
That's actually really dope.
Yes.
And would you give this away?
It was the voice of a courageous explorer, a man dedicated to the pursuit of man's knowledge and the expansion of his horizons.
The funk the funk is, the funk is, the funk is, ASR. The funk is, 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 the funk is. Mugs, right? Mugs did the beat?
Yeah, it had to be. I think Mugs did all their good shit.
Fuck.
First album, at least.
This is fire. Check it. Then I said get to wreck it.
You know who I reached out to? Tomorrow, like open I'll tell you in a second. The uncanny, doobie, but wanna buy funk for your fanny. Suckers, I pick up, the whole bay my victim. Stick up, stick up. Nope. Guilty, your honor, I rock like Nirvana. The fuck up, piranha. They're Puerto Rican.
He is.
Just Son Doobie?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Who's the other guy?
The other guy.
I thought it was just this guy.
Well, Funk Dubious is more than one person.
I thought it was just a DJ. Wait, let's see who rhymes next.
Did you like this one from the second album or no? I kind of liked it. You'll probably be like, no, but I liked it.
It also sets in the West.
Baseline.
Our son's done it. The gods never fronted. Who runs fuck a devil when the weight got hunted? My soul was the weapon. My mind keeps stepping in the depths of hell. Yet I fell from the lesson. My soul leaves the body. The situation's naughty. Original, invincible. There's one
party. ASRB. And remember who did the remix? Buck Wild. He just told us.
Oh, I remember this, yeah. I remember this one.
Yeah, this was the better one.
It also sets in the West.
That was a reference to him being from New York. Was he from New York?
Oh, maybe he was and he moved to the West Coast.
I think so. Young, though.
That sounds right.
Our son's done it. The gods never run it. Who runs fucking devil when the weight got on it?
My soul was the
weapon. My mind takes stepping and the
by the way, this is Rock On Remix, Buck Wild Remix. We started off playing Funkiest, of course, their first record that anyone knew. And then this is Rock On Remix.
What does this guy do now?
Remember, he did porno.
I heard that. That's not a long-lasting career. Ayo!
Son Doobie.
Son Doobie.
Oh my God, I remember. Yes, gross.
But what do you mean he did porno? Like, he's a huge, successful porno star? Or he did a couple of pornos?
A couple, like, he did like a screech. Like, everybody's like, oh my God, he's doing porno. He did
yeah.
Two.
It's by the way, like, porn is, I feel so bad. There's like 5 porn stars ever. Everybody else is just fucked on camera and gets called porn star and they're not a porn star.
Right.
Like, when you think about it, right? Like, Lisa Ann most recently, right? Like, she crossed over. She became, like, a star, kind of, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, Peter North, Ron Jeremy, porn stars.
Right.
Jenna Jameson.
Porn star. Yeah.
Everyone else, not everyone. There's obviously many people who I love.
It's mid-level.
And there are people who got, like, oh, they're pretty famous for porn.
Yeah.
But if you literally... If you're a chick who fucks 10 guys, you do 10 movies, you're like, yo, you hear so-and-so became a porn star? Right. That's just the word.
Yeah. Just a porn. No, what is it though? A porn actress?
She got fucked on camera. No one like says if you decide to rap once, someone's like, oh, you know who became a rap star?
Right.
No, they're a shitty rapper. So really, you should just be a porner.
Yeah, a porner.
But not a porn star.
A porner?
All right, my turn. You guys went with... All right, this is the first thing that popped into my head. Because I want to play random stuff for people. Oh, maybe that's here, though. Hold on. Oh, this isn't looking good.
Nobody knows the answer if he was a porn star.
I think he was a porner.
You don't think he actually did
this? What does he do? I feel... If you ever really sit back and think of where these guys are now, like, what do they do?
Remember we had that discussion? I was like, what does this guy do? Remember when I was asking you, what do certain rappers do?
But
for money?
But some of them go on to be like successful in weird ways you don't really know about.
Yeah.
For example.
I want to know.
Many people don't know how successful this guy was afterwards.
Michelle, why do you gotta tell Mickey everything about us?
Because I needed somebody to talk to.
But you try to make it seem like I started it.
What?
Look, since you seem to be forgetting, I'ma tell y'all what started from the beginning, alright? Mm-hmm. Cruising down the Ave with my homeboy Boo, laying back like Jack Miller went to the crew.
The greatest man alive was Cold Rock in my world. Three times dope. What's wrong with you?
Oh.
And EST went on to be like a writer.
That's still music, though.
No, that's what I mean, though. But there are people. But people would have said, yo, whatever happened. If you weren't in the music industry, you wouldn't know EST went on to be a writer.
Right.
Like, what is MC8 doing now?
He's around.
He still does rap.
It was all for the money at one point.
It was all for the money at some point.
Three times dope. Okay. Shout to Philly.
But then she mentioned MC8. Oh, you said this one.
Fire.
Yeah. Some of that real gangster shit.
You go back West Coast every time, Mark.
I know.
That's our roots.
No, those are the roots.
Roots and culture.
Plus, I used to have this little boyfriend when I was in junior high school who used to be in this music video.
He was in the video?
Yeah.
But he used to be in the video.
Yeah, he's not. They took
him out. Because they killed him.
No, he's in it.
He's still in it?
So, yeah, like
I geeked. I gotta tell you, I geeked the first time. I have no... The amount of MC8 on my computer is repug and embarrassing.
Do you have like
too much or not enough?
Do you have random Chino XL records?
I have very little Chino XL. When people used to tell me they were big Chino XL fans, I was always thought it was odd. Not because, I mean, even though he was a great rapper, I just felt like he never had songs that I liked. Do you know anyone who's a big Chino XL fan?
I don't know.
What's he doing?
What is Chino XL doing? That's what I'm going to know. Punk
ass after this, probably tweeting us to tell us what he's doing.
MC8's in the motherfucking house.
He's around.
Gia.
Everyone's around.
Everyone's around.
Nothing but a Compton thing, y'all.
This is my favorite one, though. This is the number one.
Did anybody quit music to become like a stockbroker?
Yes.
Or a plumber?
Many people. I just wish we know who.
Gia. A fucked up childhood is right the way I am. It's got me in
Vanilla Ice?
He's not a stockbroker.
No, he does
like,
he has a show on DIY.
Yeah, he does, like, he rebuilds
home renovations.
Yeah.
You think I get Vanilla Ice to do my house?
Maybe.
Redo my kitchen or my bathroom?
Yeah, you should definitely hit him.
He does.
It's called the Vanilla Ice Project.
Be like, yo, Ice, what's good, bro?
Did you hit the Kitchen Cousins I told you about?
Yes, we was it Kitchen Cousins who I talked to? Some guy hit me on Twitter, not Kitchen, maybe it was Kitchen Cousins.
They're from Jersey.
I talked to guys who have a TV show, but they said their season was already full.
We didn't ask you that. We asked you if you could come fix the crib.
Well, I
don't give a fuck if you bring the cameras or not.
No, but I don't think they do it for... I want a hookup, though. And I don't think they're going to give me a hookup unless they...
Well, then just do it when the season starts back up. Ugh. Wait, did you hit them or they hit you from the podcast?
Someone, like, after the podcast, someone, like, introduced... Was like, y'all should talk. Or something like
who
that.
Who was it?
Which show? I mean, look, hold on. We DM'd. Hold on. It's got to be in my DM somewhere.
Yo, slide your... Home renovation in my DM.
He slid up in my DMs.
Goes down in the DM.
John Culinary.
What is it? What's his? I don't know. I don't know the personal name. What does it say?
He's from. He's a builder designer. He's on Kitchen Cousins.
Kitchen Cousins, told you.
Yeah,
very. Right there, I think they're in Jersey City.
He's a good-looking builder. This guy.
Yeah, yeah, the good guy. The Cousins are good-looking guys. I don't know if they're as good-looking as the Poverty Brothers, but
he was, hot guys?
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
What's their Instagram?
You trying to see if they're popping?
Yeah.
Just search for Kitchen Cousins.
Kitchen Cousins.
We've really now fallen. Now we've just fell apart. Sife, what's a pick here?
Jeez. What about Quest the Mad Lad?
I don't think I have. I'll go on YouTube. But.
Yeah. Quest the Mad Lad.
I have this.
What was his deal? Yes.
I don't really know the tracker, to be honest. But I have it. But. I love hip hop. This sounds good.
He had an ill rhyme style. He was ahead of his time.
Now picture this if you will. A club on a Friday night, mood is chill. Everyone in the joint is on point, ain't about dressing to kill. Jeans, kicks, boots, and mega brands of jeans, so shit is real. Nobody trying to act as if they teach you.
This is what's the reaction.
You have any other songs? Skills on the wheels to create a move form. There was another big one I liked.
He had a big one? What do you mean by big one?
Look on YouTubes.
All right, I'm going to YouTubes. Hold on. Quest the Mad Lad was West Coast 2, right?
I don't know. I couldn't figure it out. Quest was K-W-E-S. Oh, maybe. Maybe because it's Quest, K-W-E-S-T.
Yeah. It keeps correcting it to West. No. Quest, asshole.
The Mad Lad.
Yeah, thank you. With two A's in mad.
Well, of course.
All right, what's the reaction to the first thing? No. 101 things to do while I'm with your girl.
Maybe that one. Play that one.
No. Yeah, let's see. It's from 1994. But yeah, this is a random one. This is like a weird genre of hip hop, like random West Coasty. I can't even, like Volume 10.
Yeah.
And Quest the Mad Lad, like the Bums.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, this shit. I don't even know where I first heard of it. I mean, I worked in a record shop.
Hey, by the way,
so.
Guess what? Now you're putting me onto something. I don't know the song. Got your girl where you wanna
have her. He's almost like. It's almost like Ebonics, but funnier. Now this may sound foul, messed up, wrong, or shady, but if you and your girl ain't tight, yo, I'll bag your lady. You better get her in check, cause it only takes one wrong move to make me get wrecked. Case in point, other day I go to my man's crib. Caucasians out there, of course, where's black folk live?
He reminds me of someone else.
Yeah, I can't think of who. He left her home alone. She says I could come in and wait. Yeah, I'm with that. We chit chat, jogging each other like, I love to hit that. Baby pops a video into the machine. A triple X jammy fill the screen. You know what that means? Oh, this is horrible. I hit a door. Oh, yo, what you doing with my girl on the floor? Man, if you don't know, then I ain't telling you jack. She started it. Hope you're not mad, Black. Don't take this personal. I'm tapping your mist. Like this. Now, while you run into the storm, running up your girl, giving her thrills, making her toes curl. Yo, don't take it personal. Almost like a mad skills.
No, but that's not who we were thinking of. There's a voice.
Yeah, it does sound like somebody. Maybe he became that person. This kid on my way had a cutie, but he used to swing on her and hit her and tap that jaw, and I started tapping that booty.
Peep it. Some brothers got dimes but don't know how to treat them. Knock around. It's a good record, though.
Yeah.
And he is a little ahead of his time.
At that in 94? Yeah.
It's like the sort of offbeatness of it. This just suggestions. This just came up, so I'm gonna play it from my thing instead. Even though it's not really similar, but it was good and indie and random, world renowned.
Yeah. SB12.
When I release on stage, my raps is frozen. What is that? And my blood hit the book with ink until the whole pen sink. It's ever shown a relic from a lost place. I kick raps, that is an off face, it's off face. Just in case the crabs don't understand the rhyme, but they keep the scoop. Come on, the square root of 49. Why
is
the mic mixed so poorly?
I know. Make precise, cuts in the butter, smooth brother. Who are these guys?
I don't really know anything about World Renown. They had two songs, this and another one.
West Coast?
Nah. I'm in New York.
World Renowned? Oh, maybe the Bums had a song called World Renowned?
No.
I thought they were West Coast. Something World Renowned is West Coast. Rub it in like Ben Gay, didn't say. It's weak, the bam kicks it like a damn sensei. Slice of ass, I'm like weed or the has. I make it high last by completing my tag.
Alright, here you go. Speaking of the Bums, though, if you want to talk. I gotta free my mind. I gotta free my mind. Here's a song you wouldn't clear, a sample you're not gonna clear anymore. I gotta free my mind.
Why wouldn't you clear it?
I mean, I guess maybe they'd clear. You wouldn't have anything.
Yeah, it's clearable, but why?
100%, right. You know, the Bums were Sway and Tech's group.
Are the Bums?
And I'm working on getting Sway up here. I think Sway would make an amazing one-up.
Oh, I was trying to get him for my improv show, too.
Well, guess what? That's what we can do.
You be dope. How many rappers flip-flop to
get props on the dotted line? Is the Bums, did they become the Bum Squad, who later became DJ City?
You think?
Is it the same guys? Latin Prince?
Latin Prince is from the West Coast.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Sway knows Latin Prince.
Oh, absolutely.
Bye, guys.
Leaving?
No, don't go, Carhartt Girl.
Carhartt Girl, we're listening to the Bums, though. You remember the song, Laura?
Oh, I don't have headphones. So listen, listen, listen. What you guys are doing?
Listen. But contracts break like Rocksteady on linoleum. No acting in my format, no Grammy Awards. Rap over break loops and samples, no R&B chords. On a mission from God to make the conscious so it's not when I'm rhyming. I take tracks of coal and then compress them to a diamond. I'm in the mind state to escalate. When all rappers participate, it's faithful rap to elevate. Elevate, elevate. I gotta free my mind. Now this song doesn't seem to bum you out as much, no pun intended, Scythe. Like, some of these songs seem to depress you, like you're they're just not good.
Yeah, and it's very college radio-y.
But this one seems to still knock
you. I still
you.
Like, not really. It's all right. I like, even back then, I liked Hits. Shook Ones mean something, man.
What about this?
Oh, man.
Taking it to Jersey. It's Drewski. This is the original Drewski. White guy talking rap shit. Drewski, what up?
You like this one or not?
It's all right. I mean, I like it more because the beat became the
Jay-Z, and Big L. L. Do you hate the chorus?
I don't remember it. What's the chorus?
People listening who know the podcast will back. I definitely hate the chorus. Judgment. My ass ain't budging. I kill a fast dozen of your family, fuck your last cousin. Straight from Jersey, doing just what I feel. Still what part of Jersey are you from? Here we go, here we go. But keep it real. We were beginners in the hood, and my mentality is keeping it real. Back and still getting high. Keep it real. We were beginners in the hood, and my mentality is keeping it real. Or do you like it better because it's creative that it takes the same song and
yes.
mixes it together?
Yes. Yeah, it's cool.
Because it's not
one of those premiere ones. Keep it real.
So did you hate this?
Now we're playing things you hate. Oh, I just found this record was one of the ones I put away. It's all city.
Do you like this or do you hate it?
It's all right.
Is this going to be in the pile of records you're going to give away at the Juan Ep?
You probably had extras
giveaway?
For this, right?
Yeah, it's in the pile, but I kept two. But this is the one on MCA.
Yeah.
They had one before that was doper.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they were down with Onyx.
Yeah. They had a bootleg that came out first. Do I have that on here too?
What's that called?
What are you Googling?
Milkbone.
Oh,
I'm trying to see.
Oh, if there's a story?
There's a naked man.
Sorry? You looked up Milkbone?
Yeah, don't look up Milkbone.
Can you believe it? If you look up Milkbone.
What's happening?
You may find something weird.
Who did that Milkbone beat?
Oh, I am curious about that. While Scythe looks that up, and by the way, I hope you guys are enjoying this random start to the OneUp year, and I want to thank our good friends at Bevel, who make OneUp possible, okay? This episode also brought to you by Bevel, the first and only shaving system designed especially for coarse,
curly hair.
That's right, Sai.
Sensitive skin. Is that why you guys look so silky smooth?
Oh, that's right.
Luxurious skin.
Exactly. Guys, don't you want ladies like Laura Stiles thinking you look silky and luxurious? So start shaving smarter today, all right? Head over to getbevel.com. That's G-E-T-B-E-V-E-L. Getbevel.com. And for 20% off your first month's membership, just use the code, wait for it, WANEP. All right, baby. WANEP, is that what you're saying?
WANEP, baby.
Oh, no, but it's not the code, Saif. Don't confuse them.
No.
It's not the word baby. It's just WANEP, not baby. That's getbevel.com and use the code WANEP for 20% off your first month. So shout out to Bevel. We're excited about another year with WANEP Epstein and getbevel.com. Saif, did you find out anything about...
No.
The producer of Milkbone, keep it real?
No.
It didn't come up on Wikipedia?
It did, but it doesn't say who the producer is.
Now, we do have another person in the room right now who's sitting there just silently. DJ Juanito?
That's me.
Oh, Juanito.
You don't have work to do or something today?
I finished.
You're done with your work?
Yeah.
Mike doesn't... Oh, here we go.
Yo, we're trying to sell me, man. That's fucked up.
And Saif,
yeah.
Juanito wanted to come on the show to plug something.
Okay. I was waiting for my partner.
He's coming in?
He's coming in.
Oh, I think I know what this is.
What's happening?
Have some kind of podcast?
Yes.
Something about the meter?
Yeah, it's called Feed the Meter.
Okay.
It is a good name for a podcast. I'm not going to lie, I just saw the name. When did you guys come up with the name?
Someone that listened to the first two named it.
So, why'd they say that?
So you started a podcast without a name?
Yeah, we just like organically. Well, the
organic
reason
side.
We didn't know, we couldn't come up with the name of the last, like, I think for the last six, first the first six episodes, we couldn't come up with a name.
You're already six in.
Yeah.
When did you start?
We're at eight right now.
You're already eight in.
Yeah, on the seventh, we named a podcast, and then organically it happened.
I'm trying to find a good beat for
Damn,
one.
I didn't know you had a podcast.
Feed
a
Meter.
Nick Wiz.
Amazing.
Oh, it was Nick Wiz?
Yeah.
What do you guys talk about?
Oh, random shit. My mind goes, fuck it.
Didn't you used to have another podcast with Dominican Drew?
Yeah, he flaked.
And you said, he flaked.
He flaked.
Okay.
He didn't.
Is it because you stole his job? Is that why it got weird?
Well, he got
Oh, shit.
Well, he stole your job first.
I think so, right?
He stole your job when you got fired. And he got fired.
Wait, so this is you and Hip Hop Mike.
Well, it's funny. Ebro fired him, I guess, or one of them guys. And then
not Ebro. Someone else. Who now no longer works.
Ebro or Jace?
Dion.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Primetime. Primetime fired him. So maybe Drew could come back. Yeah. Maybe the door's open.
Actually, I think Drew has a better job now, getting paid way more money.
Oh, that is a fact. Yeah. That is
facto.
A fact.
Facto.
So,
yeah.
You and Hip Hop Mike.
Yes.
And what do you guys talk about?
The most random shit.
Like what?
Give us an example. What was the last one about?
Oh, so we're doing a black dating game with Billy Jr.
Uh-huh.
With this girl named Ashley.
So you're doing Juan Epstein? Why do you have Billy Jr. on your podcast? Sorry, go ahead. What is your podcast?
Just random. Who cares, Saif?
With Billy Jr. versus three girls. One black girl.
Mm-hmm. Fucking Steve Wilkos show.
All right.
Who else?
And it's pretty funny. So Billy Jr. is still a virgin.
He's still a virgin? I thought you guys got him laid.
Well, according to us, he's still a virgin because the way he acts, he's still
a
virgin.
Okay, so this fictional world of Billy Jr. being a virgin.
Yeah. Hip Hop Mike's high anxiety, which I didn't know about, and his upbringing.
And his what?
His upbringing.
Who's upbringing?
Hip Hop Mike's high anxiety?
Yeah, a lot. When I put him on the spot, he's like, oh my God, why are you doing this?
You ever seen Hip Hop Mike flip pizza dough?
No, we should do it live.
You ever seen that, Rosenberg? That's your boy?
Yes, of course.
We're going to do it live then.
He's nice.
It's a skill of his.
He does like tricks and shit
with
pizza
why?
Dough.
You know why I realized that you guys are good podcast partners?
Why?
Because you both insist on doing really weird faces on social media.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Juanito makes his weird, like, dumb face. Which he doesn't have to try hard for that, but it's like he squints his eyes, and then Hip Hop Mike always does this, like his face is very Brooklyn Italian.
Yo, I didn't know.
Whenever he's on social medias, if you pull up his Snapchat right
true.
Now,
yo, the one thing
what's up Snapchat? It's me, Hip Hop Mike, eh? So you guys can both do your weird faces together.
Yeah, all the time. It's amazing.
And so it's called Feed the Meter.
Feed the Meter.
Now, where do you find this?
On my SoundCloud for now.
And I'm reposting it on my SoundCloud. Actually, I didn't do that. Hip Hop Mike did that. Or Juanito. Okay. One of them logged in and did it.
Yeah.
So it's being, you know.
Well, you know what? I'm going to start a podcast too.
You should. I thought you
did. I really am, though. But it's about girl stuff.
I like the sound of the podcast. It's going to be like a really, really girl podcast. Mm-hmm. Like talking about disgusting period stuff. Like,
okay.
Oh. Like yeah. Really over the top, right. Gross stuff.
Okay.
And I like that.
And my partner who I'm doing it with, she's pretty good.
Who is it?
Sorry yet?
I have a meeting on Thursday.
Well, there you go.
Starting.
New year? Time for some meetings.
I'll come back to promote it on Juan Epstein.
Yay.
Laura, if you're really Spanish.
And a Carhartt girl.
Oh,
my girl.
You will rap the words this.
No, I'm not. Are you going to play?
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, then you're going to play some, like, Kid Frost.
Here we go. And it goes like this.
Yo, don't.
Fight your ass and you're missing the hooter.
Of the funky Buddha.
I know that of you. Well, you guys both suck. He's Mexican, she's from the West Coast, and me and Cypher are the ones rapping it.
Oh, you didn't ask me to rap.
All he said is funky Buddha.
You asked Laura to rap.
All right, Juanito, I'll give you a chance. Here you go. You're Mexican.
I could rap better if the words were there.
Yeah.
All right, here you go, Juanito.
I'm ready.
You don't even have headphones.
I don't have headphones, but I'm ready to go. What is it?
It's when the shit goes down.
All right, let's go.
Go ahead.
When the shit goes down, I have no headphones.
Alright, guys, you were actually on beat.
You were almost on beat.
When the shit goes down, you better be ready.
When the shit goes down,
when the shit goes down, you better be ready.
When the shit goes down, no, it's the last one. It's the last one. Better be ready. Besides, why don't we just go do rap impressions as a concert? Laura, are you trying to leave? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You keep saying that. All right, Saif, your next choice here.
Did you just slurp?
No.
I thought of one. It's my turn, and I thought of one.
Okay.
This was the greatest ever. Ready for it? Damn it, I can't remember the name of it. Here it is. Found it. The tape single for a dollar. Best deal ever. This was his first great record.
Is this the remix?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he had good songs on the album.
I Used to Love Her was hot.
Second album. This is the end of the first album.
You're right. Touche, fuckface. Leroy Brown. I'm a pro,
but not a noun. A noun if you got beef. But he was still doing that.
Chicago. I'm going downtown like Juliet Brown. I'm the round mound, not a rebound. But like a hound, did his beat? No ID?
Where was this on?
It was the remix to the first, to the last single on his first album.
On Can I Borrow a Dollar?
Yeah. They call my name. I say I can't give it away, give it away now. Say how. Okay, between you and me, man, it's all this white rap. I got the power. I just
might snap. What's your favorite common line ever?
Cause I'm the Ramadan. This right here. Ziggity, ziggity, doom, b-boy. No, it's not that. I wrote this part. Similac. Because my cable's pirated.
My favorite common line of all time ever is when he's holding Alicia Keys in the staircase and he goes, "You gon' make me fall."
You
fuck face.
Which movie is that?
Smoking Aces.
Comment, I love you to death.
I like romantic comment.
Try to get that movie off your discography.
I actually like that movie. It's so stupid.
The movie's great. That line though. That line.
This is the original Soul by the Pound. It's actually more similar than I realized. Yeah, what'd they do to it? They really booming in the Jeep.
They definitely mixed it. That's what they did.
The remix is a mix.
I'm as bad as Leroy Brown. Oh, the drum.
Oh yeah, and the rap style.
But the drum stayed.
Yeah.
They didn't keep the other drums.
by the pound, pound. I'm going downtown like
she got her coat on. Ooh, nice coat.
Thank you.
Shout out to Alpha Industries. Yeah. What a beautiful Saif, you need an Alpha jacket?
I would love one.
You want an Alpha Industries jacket?
Yeah, how do I get one?
Fly,
I'm
going
to get one for
Alpha
you.
Alpha Industries.
I'm going to get you an Alpha Industries jacket. You want one? You want a big furry hood?
Please. I love this. I love this.
Are you like this one?
Look at that one. Plush.
Oh, can I? Can you?
You just can't have the one that Logic wears. You can't have that.
Yeah,
one.
That's Alpha too. The one I'm always wearing that Logic also has, with the big NASA patches.
Oh yeah,
that's Alpha.
Yeah.
Don't get that.
They actually mentioned to me doing a one if we would want to do a special limited edition One Ep jacket.
Oh, that's tight.
Can you hook
you
me up?
Do that.
Let's talk about this later.
I don't understand how this was my plug and it became your plug.
They you know why?
Because Rosenberg is excellent at keeping plugs.
And you guys are from like somewhere, right?
Our friend at Alpha Industries is from the D.C. area.
Oh, that's why. She's cool, though. I like her.
She's very, very cool. And Alpha's, they're pretty dope. By the way, these jackets are
No, can I tell you, they're super warm. I have, let me see, the past three jackets that I bought, this is the best one.
I want to keep ignoring Saif when he asks. And I saw them at the I was at DC at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
They're like popping though. Mm-hmm. They're selling like crazy. I think these days.
Yeah.
Some would say it's because of like artists like Logic and Kehlani.
No, it's because of us.
It's us, me and you.
It's because of me.
Me and you, Laura Style. Actually, you put me on. So really, your mama and your cousin too. I was so jealous. I was at a Mitchell and Ness event recently with Drama. And he played that Outkast record. What was it? Storytelling 3. And I was like,
4.
4?
His?
Yeah.
His is 4. Yeah. Crack.
And I went up to him as he was playing it. I'm like, this is your song. This is your song. He's like, I know. I'm like, you know how crazy? I'm
watching her fine. Walked to my bedroom and thought to myself, that's the shape of things to come. She said,
why you not love you? Royal Flush is the one.
You know, make it rain when you can make it thunderstorm. I love Andre.
No, this one is hot though. Oh yeah, that is my favorite line of all time. Not of all time, but you know what I mean.
Which line?
Go back a little bit. About making it rain.
Here, I brought it back. You do some DJing yelling like you would in a club. Pretend you're in the club.
Mr. Thanksgiving. They said I don't be in the streets no more. But I'm literally standing on the street.
Cannon.
So I'm watching her fine. Walked to my bedroom and thought to myself, that's the shape of things to come, she said.
You think Andre will ever put out another project? Precipitate,
you know, make it rain when you can make it thunderstorm. I'm like,
why?
The world needs sun.
The hood needs funds.
There's a war going on and half the battle is guns. How dare I throw it on the floor when people are poor? So I write like Edgar Allan.
This song is banned in the strip club.
Umbilical attached to a place that can't afford. No,
what are you saying?
You think Andre would ever put out another project? It's a rap, right?
I was watching, I couldn't sleep the other night, and some shit came on VH1. It was like the rise of ATL hip hop or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
It was fucking dope.
It's dope, but did you see that they didn't mention Drama at all?
No, I only saw like the Outkast, and then it went into like.
I tweeted him.
Jermaine Dupri, yeah. And then like T.I. a little bit.
They left Drama out?
Yeah, because I guess Drama's not originally from Atlanta.
He's not.
Still. That doesn't matter. That's irrelevant. That's like saying that. Ebro's not a part of Hot 97's history or New York's history because he's not from here.
Exactly.
Yeah, but if the
part.
But if the it's about people from Atlanta.
Yeah, but no, but it's not, about the Atlanta movement.
If it's about the Atlanta movement though, how could Drama not be a part of
and
that?
And you can't say that Drama's not a part of the rise of Atlanta?
Yeah. No?
I understand what you're
saying.
He's
on the radio, he's on mixtape.
He should have been in it speaking, but if it's about people that are from Atlanta.
But that's not what it's about. It's about the rise of Atlanta.
He should have had a part.
Are you trying to
that?
Say that if they did a movie about rap in New York in the last 5 years, I should be left out of it? Like, oh, just act like I wasn't here because I'm not from here? It doesn't make any sense.
At least, no, they should at least have him, like, saying a cameo, something.
No, if he played a part, it should be included. I have to assume Drama played a big part.
I don't know.
Because I remember when that dropped, I tweeted it. I said, this is great, but why would they leave DJ Drama out? And he retweeted me, and mad people were coming at me. He's not originally from Atlanta.
Doesn't matter.
So what?
He's a big, all those mixtapes.
I mean, yeah.
Gucci, Luda. There's so many people who are bigger because of him. Because
of Gangsta Grillz.
Right, I get it.
Hey, guys, remember this?
I get it.
Hey, now walk it out. Now walk it out.
No, that's not the wrong verse.
hoes. Skate away till my dance.
I thought we were doing 90s. Where are we?
We ended up here, though, so this, you can't forget this moment in history. It's, this is one of the most ironically brilliant moments ever.
Guys, I have a confession. Like Usher. If you say real talk, I probably won't trust you. If you want to go to war, the guns, my pleasure. Even Jesus had 12 disciples on the lever, trigger, whatever. You don't want now, they get 3,000. I'm like juror duty, you're new to this part of town. Your white teeth, well, to me, look like a nightgown. Make your mama proud, take that thing two sizes down. Then you look like the man that you are, or what you could be. I can give a damn about your car, but then I would be. If it was considered a classic before the drastic change in production, when cars were metal instead of plastic, value is what I'm talking about. Take two of these and walk it out. You'll be the reason they chalk it out. You can't be the king in the parking lot forever. Not saying I'm the best, but till they find something better, I am here, no fear. Write me a letter. Till then, I walk it out, 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 I west side walk it out, I west side walk it out, I west side walk it out, then east side walk it out, I walk it out. So crazy that happened. I know. I was tight. All right, guys, I love you so much. I really do. I got to get out of here.
All right, bye, Laura.
All right, love you. Bye.
Stay warm in your Alpha Industries coat.
Thank you.
With a, what a lovely fur collar it is.
Thank you.
Juanito?
Bye, baby, give me a kiss.
Bye. What are you eating there, Juanito?
A delicious orange.
Well, sorry, Juanito?
A delicious orange.
Okay.
I need that. I need a coat. I need that coat.
I don't hear you.
Can you text me the contact to Alpha Industries?
Juanito, what was that?
Oh, delicious orange.
Orange.
Yes, sorry.
Cypher, you a fan of this record?
Yes. I'm a fan of any Outkast record, but it's not my favorite.
Ew! What about this record?
It's great, but it's not a fave.
Eee!
Is this one of your favorites?
Yeah, I thought this one's pretty. This one's big.
Really?
Yeah, this one's big.
No.
Wait, have you guys seen it perform live?
You know why? It's the single. It's the fact that it was this and...
It was the wrong single. They had so many better singles.
No, this and this.
This is it. Wheels of Steel.
This is...
Listen to the scratching in the hook.
I know it's
double scratches.
Well, there's two different sets of two sets.
They did it once, and then he must have overdubbed it. He's scratching over scratches.
I'm finna enhance your brain.
Hold on, flip flops and swap. Socks and sweatpants.
Once upon a time, not long ago, when the player from the point and have no flow, a nigga hit me from my tennis shoes, walking to the store, caught up.
Oh, you're right, because it has
the.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. And it also has the other thing.
Never bragging, just to say not. Even when I was a younger lad, I learned my lesson. Never talk
to strangers. Always took it a step further.
Yeah,
it was dope, and then they made it doper, and that's why they were so dope.
Right,
they would
other people would have quit already.
Yeah, I don't want to be in the studio. Let's go smoke. Outkast would be like, wait, stay for a little longer. Put a little more into it. Put some love into it.
You can hear it twice already.
No, that's just one.
Now it's one. There was two at first. No, hear that?
There's two.
No, now it's one.
It keeps going back and forth.
Yeah. You hear the little doof it, doof it, doof it.
It took your mama 9 months to make it, but it only took a nigga 30 minutes to take it. Cut that cocaine up, I did, but I did so not safely. Don't want no age, no claps or no rage.
Yeah, we take no shit like arms, stopped up promos. Gotta collect calls, they done locked up my boat. Low blow, hit me in the left
venture cold.
We won't be able to ride out to 2004.
But not for long, cause we got a better sack to serve. Trying to take your other people, put your rims in the curve. For your swerving, bust your forehead. Go ahead for me while you
underrated.
Soundtrack?
Yes, yes. What soundtrack though, Sy?
Give me a second.
Here we go. Chorus time.
Just keep your faith in me. Don't act impatiently. You'll get where you need to be.
Even when times are slow. Hold on
best
and
man.
Don't let go. No, good guess. Soul food.
I was gonna say soul food.
Second, when I dig in a cruise and a raised cabbage to the side, thinking the police gonna pull me.
Oh, that soul food I think was on the face record.
It was. You can picture all the singles. They all look the same. Make my life a little bit better than the
dope peddler. Never to pay no pay no tax. Ooh, LaFaith, they're not from Atlanta. LA Reid and Babyface wasn't from Atlanta.
Good point. And yet they play a huge part in Atlanta also.
And then that documentary, whatever that show was.
What about this?
MPC. I don't love this.
Morris Brown.
I don't love it.
From Idlewild or something, or
whether you like it or not, he's back. DADDY.
So I typed a text to a girl I used to see, saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I wanna be. And I apologize.
I considered
if this message gets you down.
I consider this very strongly as my wedding entrance song. Very strongly. It was just a wrestle. Or a walking back after, you know, back down the aisle. But you could
always want. I can't look, I love hip hop to the death. It's my core, it's my being. I don't want it around my wife and family.
What? That's a weird.
I don't want Pimp C around, like, you know.
You mean like where it takes you, like the, yeah, it's not, like, it's not that part of your being.
Like,
what about some of it though?
You're listening to the beat, but would you want, like, I don't know.
Well, this is a beautiful song.
Yeah, but the next song on the album was probably
Keep Your Heart, Three Stacks. But doesn't your wife love hip hop?
Yeah, of course. But around the wedding.
Well, I didn't end up choosing any hip-hop for the song.
And when you watch back the video, you want to hear this song? This? You want to hear this?
No. I would want the instrumental.
Instrumental, okay.
I wouldn't want the...
What does
I
he say right now?
You're a piece of shit.
Your wife is walking down the aisle.
Treat you in the dresser while she fucking up the club.
Yo, give me some Diggable Planets, yo.
Ooh.
Diggable Planets.
I don't have a lot, though.
You got Where I'm From?
I should, if I'm not a sucker.
Where I'm From, Diggable Planets. I've been on my jazz shit lately, my hip-hop jazz shit.
That's so funny that you say that.
Oh.
Oh, Juanito, yes?
I have a thought.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned something recently about Sade.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Saif is a big Sade fan.
We've had this discussion many times.
Oh, okay.
What is it?
That I'm not a big Sade fan.
Yeah.
Like, I like Sade, but yeah, yeah. And that's where the conversation went. And then Ebro, and then I ended up going through and finding, like, mentioned the ones I do really like. And we had a conversation about how Nas and Maxwell are doing a show. I don't like the combination very much. To me, I don't love it. Ebro loved it. Me and Cass One thought it was weird. Like, I'm like, it's not for me. I don't put it together. And then Ebro was kind of like, well, but if you think about Nas's first album and Urban Hangout Suite, like, there's some musical things that do go together.
Yes.
And then Ebro brought up that he saw Sade and Diggable Planets. I said, now that goes together.
No.
Yes. More than Nas and Maxwell.
Oh, you mean he saw them live?
Yes.
And they opened up back in the day.
Yes. In 92.
Amazing.
Perfect sonically. It makes sense to me. More than Nas and Maxwell to me.
Yeah. Well, the producer, Sade's main producer, the guy who makes all the music, he produced basically Maxwell's first and second album.
Didn't the guy from Diggable Planets
smash Sade? There was a rumor.
I feel like that could have happened.
But she wouldn't do that.
But by the way, I always thought Sade was older than she was. I didn't realize she didn't really start popping until the late 80s. Like, her first album was 84. Yeah. I don't know, I thought of her as older. I thought of her as, like, popping in the 70s first.
No, 80s. For rock, we can't do nothing. But this we come equipped. Off disc, off tape, rap,
blast, until from 8. The really, truly fat, the fly, on the flip. Both of these albums, so underrated.
Yes. That first one, I put it on, like, I was on Tidal the other day cleaning the crib, and I put Diggable Planets, and I was like, this album is amazing.
Oh, I had a phase when I got very into this album in, like, the early 2000s. It feels so good, all of it, the whole thing.
The second one's a little harder.
It's harder, good. But it's still good.
Very good.
It's just, it is.
Blowout Comb?
Blowout Comb is weird, but it is really, really good. But people, of course, do you like Nickel Bags too?
Yeah. A Nickel.
Oh, you know, this is my favorite one, actually, that they have. My favorite one.
But it's just $9.99. This sounds like a commercial. New Hot Shot Whiskey Chicken. Applebee's Grill and Bar. Is this an Applebee's Digable Planets collab?
Applebee's. They come with the
If you want a bunch of tchotchke in the shape.
Get some chicken fingers and some egg rolls.
2 for $20. 2 for $20.
A 2 for $20. A 2 for $20.
What's that?
A 2 for $20. Chicken, eggs, and egg rolls. Pasta with the bread and the hamburger.
But don't go to the one in Jersey City, cause you'll get an attitude. We're talking about the Applebee's. The Why is there an advertisement in the front of this shitty recorded version?
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't even make sense that that's possible. That you get to have advertisements in front of versions like that. It
sounds like crap.
It doesn't even make sense. Slave, can you believe that I found this on 45? I bought this on 45.
No.
Or maybe you prefer.
Oh, I forgot it started like that. I can't figure it out. It's MPC or SP12.
Dude, what about this song? How do you think this song holds up?
It doesn't hold up.
Still doesn't hold up to you.
I mean, personally. But it's a placeholder in time to me.
Hmm. And like, if you were playing a funky, venue, like you were playing in a cool hotel, not at 1 a.m., like you were playing in a hotel, but yes. It's not a place where people dance. It's a place where people just vibe.
Yes.
Would you play that early in the night or no?
Now that you say it like that, yes, but it's not.
But you wouldn't think to.
It's in my laptop. It's not in any specific playlist or folder. It's in the laptop.
But it doesn't have a home.
It doesn't have a home. Yo, it's funny you say that. I'm trying to find homes.
For songs.
For all my songs in my laptop. So that I can just go to the neighborhood and find what I want.
Right. That's the best thing. That's when you're really organized.
This is not in a home either. Where would you play this?
Especially because I only have the instrumental on my computer for some reason. I don't know.
Instrumental would rock, just so you know. This is like if Public Enemy, no pun intended, Public Enemy was performing at SOBs, you would play this.
Yes.
Where else? You wouldn't even play this at a Cool Keith show.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like a Dr. Octagon show.
Oh, really? Are we doing Dr. Octagon shows? I don't even think that's an option. 1-2-1-2, ultramagnetics in full effect. This is the time in the show where we stop even saying what we're saying and people just get annoyed. So they're like, what song was that? What song was that?
Party people's in the place to be, just for you.
If there's a really dedicated 1UP fan, someone will like print up all the songs we play.
Nice. What's that rock group that has a what's Smack My Bitch Up?
Prodigy?
Prodigy, yeah. That's from the Ultra song.
Oh, really?
My boy Eddie O'Loughlin, who is the owner of Next Plateau Records, said he heard that line when they recorded the record, and he had a fucking fit. And he called Kool Keith's mom and said G's mom. And said, your sons are down here recording songs where they say, smack your bitch up.
Come on.
I swear to God. And then he goes, and then they had fights with their moms, and they still put the song out. And later on, that song made him a lot of fucking money because of that line. Because Prodigy sampled it.
That was that.
That's called irony.
I love when stuff like that happens. By the way, all right. Let's see. Let's
hold on. Oh, this Jamal was on the line. Damn, we never had Jamal on one app.
A Jamal one app.
Hold on. Don't play anything because let's get into this. No, no, no. Stop that.
I want to play my favorite mean ad libs.
Hold on.
What's Jamal gonna say?
Jamal, you're on one app live on One Epstein podcast.
Oh, all praise due to Almighty.
You
what? All praise to Almighty.
We were just playing an Ultra Magnetic song. Do you remember the story of Eddie O'Loughlin saying that they had the line "Smack my bitch up"?
Mm-hmm.
And what
wait,
did he?
Wait, I don't remember the story, but I remember him telling us.
About he said that he called Cool Keith's mom and said, "G's mom."
Yeah.
And told.
You gotta get Eddie on. You have to get Eddie on one app.
Yeah, you're right.
Does Eddie have a lot of stories?
Really what? Eddie got salt and pepper.
Eddie got the best stories in the world.
Yeah. Personal and music business.
Personal and music
business. Well, but hold on. But Jamal, what you're saying. Stories. But what you're saying, Jamal, is crazy because it would require Syfe actually thinking, I need to book a guest for one Epstein. Instead of thinking.
Well, you know what's funny, Peter? I got two things that are one app related.
Really?
So the second thing is, Syfe and I's good friend is a former producer. Well, he's still a producer, but he's a guy that did a bunch of stuff on the Blueprint albums, and his name is Bink Dog.
Bink?
Why are you talking about Bink like no one knows who he is?
Well, I'm just saying, right? So, generally, what happened is basically, Bink called me last night, Syfe.
He sounds like Baba Booey right now.
I want to go. That's all, because I'm eating and talking.
And the effect of the phone. Is it got like, a FaceTime audio?
He's like, yo, Jay, where the fuck you been? So we get past all that, and he goes, are you still tight with Syfe? And I go, of course. He goes, yo, man, how come nobody's ever asked me to come on One Up and talk about Blueprint? I just
Let's go. All right, next. We can do it next week.
He lives in Virginia, though.
Oh, he's in Virginia. Okay.
But he said he'd come up, Syfe.
Okay, so here's the deal. Here's the deal. I need you to help me book some one-up guests. I need Eddie O. I need Bink. I want to get Doo-Wop.
Okay.
Oh, that's done.
I hit up
Doo-Wop with Tony Touch.
We've had Tony.
No, Doo-Wop and Tony Touch is a different element. I want Doo-Wop.
Oh, you want him? Okay.
I talked to Juju yesterday.
Finally.
So we're gonna get Juju and Les when they come back to town.
Who else you got, Jay? Jay, can I ask you a question? What are you eating?
I'm eating a bagel twist from Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, nice. I know who Jay could get. Mr. Cheeks.
Mr. Cheeks?
I got one. Well, that's true.
I don't know.
We could do that.
You don't have a link for Cheeks, though.
I do. I have a random email address.
Of course I do, Syfe.
Yeah, what are you saying? Why are you saying this?
I spoke to him recently.
What about cannabis?
Peter, you're sick because I was the next thing coming out of my mouth.
What about A+? Can you get us A+?
I can get A+. What are you guys doing? Like, these are all people I recently have spoken to as well.
Wait, you spoke to A+?
I spoke to A+.
Why?
Because here's another funny story.
This is Biscuit, E-.
The blogging dude Biscuit.
Yeah,
it's Biscuit hype man. And I speak to Biscuit
a lot. That's right. Jamal used to be A+'s road manager, and the blogger,
It's Biscuit,
was A+'s hype man back then.
Come on.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
Hey, Jamal, we need you on One App.
You know, a lot
we
of things.
We need you on here.
I don't do that. You know I don't do that.
All right. Well,
we'll bring up Bagel Twist.
By the way, he's the Black Baba Booey now. From now on, you're Blah Blah Bluey.
Hey, yo, Peter.
Yep.
Sidebar. I think your Redskins are going to do all right in the playoffs. Just want you to know that.
Just one game.
Even as a Cowboy fan, I can be honest and say that to
we
you.
Might we there's a chance. I mean, listen,
sidebar,
we could
have a left fucking
we could
crash.
We could potentially beat Green Bay on Sunday. We could beat Green Bay.
I'm eternally mad at you because you keep sending me fucking Dez Bryant.
Last night, like, yesterday I was hanging out with Dez
Bryant. Right? Come on, man. You know what fucking how you hang out with him?
I was hanging out with my brother Dez Bryant.
Man. You're the worst, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
You think I scheduled? Listen, I work at Rock Nation. I have an office there. You think I scheduled him to come up just to personally annoy you? He's a Rock Nation athlete.
That's not what I'm upset about.
What are you upset about?
What I'm upset about is you take the time to send me those photos and say nothing else. That's what the fuck I'm upset
about. Oh, you're a piece
about.
Of shit.
Yeah, you're a piece
what do you mean, say nothing else? What do you mean?
Well, like, you could say, hey, Jamal, don't worry. I'm talking to him. I'm going to get him something from him for your man cave. You're my brother.
I know I see one what of you're saying.
Favorite guys. You can say shit like that. Okay. You don't start caring.
I mean, you're actually a pretty laid-back guy, so if you're the kind of guy who pick up your phone and be like, yo, I'm about to FaceTime my man right now. Yo, look, it's Dez Bryant. You could do something.
Well, I'm performing in Dallas on Saturday, and Dez Bryant said he was going to come to the show.
How about that? Another fucking slap in the face.
Yo.
Another fucking slap in the face. This is what I get for being a 20-year friend.
Oh, you know who we need? Sorry, sidebar. Unsidebar. What about Damon John? Can we get Damon John on here?
Yeah, we can email Damon. Damon would do that. But Shark let me ask you a question. Y'all are still doing the show while I'm talking?
Yeah, we got to go.
Yeah. Listen, we're actually recording the podcast right now, and for that reason, I'm out.
And that's how you hang up.
That's Shark Tank. That's Shark Tank.
No, Damon John. I remember.
You don't watch Shark Tank?
No, we interviewed him on Hot. Remember?
I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No way.
Years and years ago. How much
for what?
That's how I know Damon John.
For what?
Shark Tank. He came up to promote Shark Tank.
I don't think I was here.
Then it was a day you were off. But anyways, Saif, let's
you
end.
His number?
I might. Let's end this show with the meanest ad libs in the history of rap.
This was a show?
Letting niggas talk that New York shit.
Sorry to erase the greatness of what was Buck Wild last week.
I think people are going to say that they loved this episode.
Okay.
You wait and see.
Okay.
Letting niggas talk that New York.
Let's listen to what he says. Listen to what he says.
Where I'm from, man. Who fucks the deal? No doubt, motherfucker. Fucks the deal, man.
Rolled up.
Faggot ass niggas, man.
Whoa.
Niggas in New York be letting niggas, you know, shit, though. First you drink Snapples, now you sipping mo.
Okay.
Fuck ass niggas. Because you living ain't no reason for you to be shitting, faggot.
Whoa.
Faggot ass.
Okay.
Some nights I wake up out my blasting. Go get some water.
Hold on. You need to hear the last line very closely.
Who did this beat again?
A genius. I don't remember.
I think it was Easy LP.
Oh, it was Easy LP. You're right. Listen to the last line before the beat comes in.
You to be shitting, faggot.
Whoa. Faggot ass. Go get your gun.
Some nights I wake up out my sleep blasting. Yeah.
Go get your guns. God dang. Is this music or a fight?
This is where you saw the Stretch movie, obviously, when they were joking around like Thug Thursdays. Thug.
It was this kind of music.
This is the era of that Thug, that Queens.
Loved it.
Like, not Mobb Deep, because Mobb Deep, early on, Mobb Deep still had Q-Tip around. No, play the other one. The Pete Rock Unstoppable.
Motion picture, analyze the world, flush and hit ya, dominate scripture. Wild black emperor, the best in your perimeter. Rock a jewel, pray Lord the minister. Sober while I'm sticking ya. For the cause,
yeah. Is this Pete Rock?
Yeah, but it's Mike Geronimo, not Flush, but yeah, same thing.
Oh, right. Is Flush on it?
No.
Oh.
Mike Geronimo.
SP12.
Drum so hard.
Same drums from is that the same drums from Rakim, Saga Begins? No.
Oh. You talk about hard.
Yo, the intro to Saga Begins where he's hitting all the... He's just hitting every button on his SP12.
Here we go.
Well, that's why you love that.
Here we go.
Like, he was like, you know, testing the sound, and the engineer was like, oh, keep that in there. See, okay, so pause. This era, amazing beats, but this is where Pete got too slow, yo. The reason why Pete stood out so much is because he had, like, up-tempo beats. Pete Rock Seal Smooth, Reminisce, Straighten Out, over 100 BPMs, like, straighten out, and then it was like,
so you like the beat, but you think it's too slow.
I mean, I like it. I love it. But that's where Pete started going too slow. For me, for my personal taste.
That's a very nice way to say it, Saif.
I love Pete Rock to death. I love Premier, even with his fucking ADD scratches.
Hey, guys, by the way, if you're going to be in New Orleans or Dallas this weekend.
Yeah, or Houston or Austin.
You can catch Cypher Sounds.
Live and direct.
Where can they catch you?
I don't know.
Maybe on your Instagram.
Yes, once I get the dates, spots with Michael Che from Saturday Night Live.
And so, but this weekend,
good friend of mine.
But this weekend, you will be in.
Best friend. That's my best friend.
You
That's
and,
my best friend.
You and your best friend, Michael Che, will be where?
New Orleans on Wednesday.
Okay.
Houston Thursday.
Okay.
Mm. Austin Friday.
Okay.
Dallas Saturday. Waffle House Sunday.
Holla. So if you want to see Seif, go find him there. I'm going to D.C. I think I'm going to the Redskins game on Sunday.
Good for you. They're, what, they're doing well?
We're in the playoffs.
Giants are out?
Won the division. Every New York team's out. Finished.
Giants got a new coach or some shit?
Tom Coughlin left, yes.
He left.
He left.
He left.
Mm. He, sort of like a... All right, guys. We'll catch you next week.
I feel bad.
No, that's not funny.
You know I forgive.
No, I mean, you should. I think he did, too.
I forgive everyone.
We're laughing at the awkwardness more than anything, but...
Yeah.
It's a bummer. We'll tell you about what happened, and there's more information. But yeah, I don't. I was actually kind of saddened. But anyways, guys, hey, we love talking code when we're talking. You don't know what we're talking about. We love you for rocking with us, even though we're annoying and do that. Hail to the Redskins. Rosenberg Radio, Twitter and Instagram. Cypher Sounds on Twitter and Instagram. Juanito's new podcast with Hip Hop Mike is called Feed the Meter. You can catch that on Juanito's SoundCloud, or I post it on mine, or whatever. Right, Juanito?
Yes, correct. Accurate.
Accurate, that's correct. Seif?
You said accurate wrong.
Okay. He didn't even say the wrong.
Yeah. That's a Juanito move. Peace. The saga begins?
Yeah, 2016 saga. Here we go.
The saga begins, my eyes is the photography lens. Properly push pens and show quality gems. The harvest be grim, but yo, maybe tomorrow we win. If we follow the trends and keep count of the dollars we spend. I want a mahogany bench, I want lottery in. I want property friends, plus my hobby is skins. If I get sloppy and sin, then my prophecy ends. But the guard will begin, watching my odyssey spin. In a place where war be, based on a true story. Territory was made for me to pursue glory. Blast alone, masses and zones have to be sown. Every capacity blown, I'm internationally known, yo. So all hail the honorable, microphone phenomenal. Persona is invulnerable, trust me son. I continue like a saga do, bringing you the drama to allow you that the chronicle was just gun.
The saga begins, control, rockin', set it all, yep, yo. The saga begins, still say a rhyme after the next one. The saga begins, control, rockin', set it all, yep, yo. The saga begins,
yo, my never-ending epic got the world spinning hectic. I quickly spread it till the whole city's infected. Suspense that I supply intensify. Then commences my daily events go by. You get involved in this. Paragraphologist, narrating novelist, marketist, sound marvelous. I'm the star in this, which means the author's authentic. Most definite.